Today we're talking web browsers with Microsoft's Chief Security Advisor, Stuart Strathy. G'day, Stuart.
How you going?
Very good. Now, Internet Explorer 8, it's been around for a while. Of course, it's free. So what's the uptake been like?
So it's certainly been good. We're not complaining about the number of people that are using IE8 at the moment. We're seeing, and I believe even last month, we've seen a strong increase in the number of people who are moving to IE8. So we're very happy about that. I suppose the concern that we have is that there are still a large number of users who are still sitting on IE6, and that's what we want to see change.
So why are so many people, I'm under the impression, particularly businesses, are still using Internet Explorer 6, which is, I'm told, 100 years old in terms of the internet?
So, IE6, it was the right tool for a certain point in time, but the threats have moved on, and it's just not the right thing to be using today. And you're right, so there are a large number of corporates that are still using it, and often it's because of the complexities of using ERP or customer relationship management type technologies. But we're also seeing quite a lot of home users who are, they might be on Windows XP, on older systems and that sort of thing, and they're just not updating. So that's a big problem for us as well.
So why are they updating? Are they scared it won't work on their machines? Are they just complacent?
So I think there's two reasons, and this is based on sort of comments and feedback that we get. Number one is the old Australian adage of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. there's some good logic behind that, and that would be fine if all things were remaining static. But the internet's not remaining static. The threats are changing, and so we need to change to keep pace with that. The other thing that we hear come through in some different pieces of feedback is around, well, I've only got a small download limit. So if I turn on automatic updates and I get service packs and these software updates, then I might blow my cap and it might cost me a lot of money. So for anyone that is in that situation, what I'd ask them to do is the first call you should make is to your ISP and either get a better deal or check out what your cap is.
Absolutely. And, caps are getting better now. We've seen a lot of people, take up increased caps because they're available too. Because I think the days of the 200 megabyte a month limit are just about gone. So IE6, is it a security threat to hang on to it?
Yes. Clearly. So, there's no way I'd be doing any internet banking. I wouldn't be using eBay or PayPal or, there's so many other sites where you really need to make sure that you're running the latest protective software, or you've got the latest protective measures and running the latest software on your machine to do it. Just go and download IE8. It's free. Okay, there's some download, of course, charges, but yeah, it's just time to move.
So Internet Explorer in the past has had a bit of a bad reputation as far as security holes go, or that's what's been reported anyway. Yep. So how does IE8 rate?
So there's been some surveys done by an independent company called NSS Labs, and what they've found is that for phishing attacks, IE8 blocks approximately 83% of those phishing attacks. And for malware, we've got a block rate up around 85%. And in terms of the malware, that's particularly good because our next closest competitor is actually only about half that block rate. So, I work at Microsoft. I think it's the right tool for the job. But now that we've got some other stats really sort of showing that it is the right tool to protect yourself with, I think it's good to get out there and let people know.
And how does it stack up against the likes of Firefox, Safari, and sort of other popular browsers?
Yeah. So from my perspective as a security advisor, what I would say is no matter what browser you're running, get the latest. So whether it's IE, whether it's Firefox, Safari, whatever, just go and update it to the latest version because that will give you the greatest protection. I think that IE has some other measures. There's some sandboxing technology, phishing filter technology that gives you greater protection than those other competitors. But obviously, browsers are a very personal choice and people will go with what they're familiar with and what they're comfortable in using.
Just going back to the whole idea of some people not updating to IE8. Some employers, do you think they do it to stop people accessing websites that they perhaps shouldn't during work hours, so Facebook and things like that?
Yeah, so we've definitely had that feedback, where people, some employers have explained to us that it might be social networking sites, it might be video and streaming sites, that sort of thing, that they don't render quite correctly or that they don't display properly. So that discourages their staff and their workers from accessing those sites during work hours. The problem with that logic, though, is that if they're not accessing it using their corporate PC, they're probably using their smartphone or they might be bringing personal devices in.
Yep.
So they're going to find a way to undertake that activity, and just putting your head in the sand and not having that conversation and not explaining why you're doing what you're doing, that's the wrong approach.
So they've got to have policies and just putting filters in place. That's not Absolutely. So hard, is it?
And having the discussion with your staff about what is appropriate and what's not appropriate, that's the easiest place to start.
Okay, now all this talk about secure web browsers, also probably good to mention, it doesn't replace also having good internet security software.
Absolutely not. So this is just one aspect of, and in the industry we always talk about defense in depth. So I just like to say you need multiple security layers.
Yeah.
This is just one of those layers. You should have firewalls, you should have antivirus, anti-malware. For corporates, they should segment their network. They should also protect the data with things like encryption and rights management. There's so many other things that you need to do, but this is an important one.
Microsoft has the Microsoft Security Essentials package. Who's that suitable for? I mean, that's a free internet security package, fairly basic protection, yeah?
Yeah, so Security Essentials, if you're a home user or any consumers, small business, it's a great just basic AV and, antivirus and anti-malware application.
Right.
The nice thing about it is it just sits in background, it goes and pulls the updates that it needs, and it's not always popping up annoying you. You know, we learnt with some of our other warning systems in other products that if things pop up too much, customers turn them off and they don't like that experience. So MSE's really been designed to just sit there quietly in background and do the job and do it well.
All right, where do people go to get more information on the Microsoft Security Essentials and Internet Explorer 8?
Okay, so if they go to www.microsoft.com.au/security, all of the details are up there.
And they should be able to access via Internet Explorer 6.
They certainly can.
Great. Stuart Strathdee, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.